Oh my gosh, is it brunch time already? Yeah, it is. It's time for the Brunch Time Podcast right here on 98.3 The Coast and right at 983thecoast.com. You can find it. You can also download it anywhere you find your podcasts. And it's all brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. So today, as we do with every podcast, we talk about things that maybe we didn't get to, maybe we saw in the news, and it just didn't make the final cut for the regular morning show with Johnny and Stephanie. Now, Stephanie's out of town, but I want to talk about this because I came across this. I thought it was rather odd. So, and excuse me, by the way, as I eat cookies from the vending machine. So, Green Bay Packers, a great football team, even though I'm not a fan. They are celebrating something really awesome. They're celebrating a birthday, and it's a huge milestone. It is their 100th birthday coming up next month. Now, that's a big deal, right? Lambeau Field, one of the most iconic stadiums. If you've ever been there, it's a pretty awesome place. Not as cool as Soldier Field, but, you know, it's great. but anyways, they're celebrating their 100th birthday next month, and to commemorate that, the team is throwing a really big party. And of course, they're giving away gifts to all their fans. Pretty awesome, right? So you're thinking, okay, maybe they're going to give seats away or, you know, old helmets that are autographed by some of the players. No. They're not doing that. What they're giving away is something more memorable. And something you can use. Because you know when you get a gift, you want something that you... I always like to get something that I can use. And you can use this gift. No, it's not going to sit on the wall or sit on a shelf somewhere and collect dust. No. The Green Bay Packers, celebrating their 100th birthday. Oh, they're going big. What do you do on a 100th anniversary? I mean, I don't even know. Because most marriages don't last that long. Most people don't live to the 100-year mark. So what do you do to commemorate 100 years? Well, they decided that they're going to give away pouches of grass seed. Yes, bags of grass seed to their fans. And this is no ordinary grass seed. This is the grass seed that they were going to use for the grass, the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. But they're giving it away to their fans before it hits the field. So really, what is the point of giving away grass seed? I mean, honestly, think of every gift that you've ever gotten from anyone. I doubt you ever got a bag of grass seed. So if you've got a fan of the Green Bay Packers in your family, why not just give them a bag of grass seed and slap a Green Bay Packers logo on there? You're going to save yourself time and money. I'm not sure if they're going to make these people pay for this gift, but I imagine for their 100th birthday party, it's going to cost you some money in order to go there. But here's what makes this grass seed actually worth something to you as a fan than just, oh, this is the grass seed they were going to put on the field. Like, you could give them a piece of the sod of the grass that's actually been on the ground that was from the stadium. Instead, they're giving them grass seed that was going to be grass someday. So you can put it on your grass and you can make it feel like your favorite stadium. I just don't understand why they're doing this. They could have given away helmets. They could have given away jerseys that were actually worn, stuff like that. But really, what makes this pouch of grass seed actually give it some value is that they are autographed by Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. So they do have some worth to them. So I just don't know. I just don't know as a fan, if I had been a fan for as long as I have of that team, which I am not, but if I was, so putting myself in someone else's place, if I was a fan of the Green Bay Packers, then I would, I feel like I would be like almost snubbed. Like, really? This is the gift you're giving me? I mean, most times, you know, you're very grateful for every gift that you get, for your birthday, for Christmas, for any other holiday or anniversary or thing like that. But if you got grass seed handed to you, I don't know if you would be able to keep a straight face and not be like, huh? What is this? So they're doing this. But I mean, in my opinion, come on, guys. Green Bay Packers, this a better gift would be something like I said, a helmet or a jersey or something like that. But it's just ridiculous. I'm trying to think of all the gifts that I give. I mean, I like to be the one to give somebody a memorable gift, whether it's maybe an inside joke or something they, you know, talked about they really, really needed and no one else really thought about. So that's what I like to do. But I don't think I would ever stoop as low as giving somebody some grass seed. Like, hey, you know what that's going to be someday? Grass. So comment on our website, 983thecoast.com, when you see this podcast, and tell me some of the weird gifts that you've ever received. But honestly, I think anybody that's a Green Bay Packers fan, I would probably switch your loyalties to somewhere else if you got your bag of grass seed. Maybe, just maybe putting it out there, maybe the Chicago Bears. Why not? You know, why not? But I feel like, you know, other places that, you know, celebrate 100-year anniversary should probably give away something better. I mean, the seats, even paint would be better. Like the paint that was going to be on the helmets or something. Give them a sticker, not a bag of grass seed. All right. Well, that's the Brunch Time Podcast. I got to get to rest to mess with my cookies. They are delicious, by the way. And thank you again to the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits, for sponsoring this lovely, lovely Brunch Time Podcast. If you want to check out more, you can always explore it at 983thecoast.com. Subscribe to the podcast, and you can listen to past episodes as well. If you enjoyed this one, you're sure to enjoy all the other ones as well. All right, be back tomorrow with another Brunch Time Podcast right here. See you later.